stabbing West.
Despite all my rage, I am still just a Greg in a cage. Despite all my rage, I am still just a Greg in a cage. Some people say what is lost can never be Gregged. Despite all my rage, I am still just a Greg in a cage. Now we're naked. Got my body in a hole. But can you fake it? For just one more show? Now what do you want? I wanna change. What do you got? Well, I don't feel the same. Even though I know, I suppose I'll show all my crew and go like a joke. Despite all my rage, I am still just a Greg in a cage. Despite all my rage, I am still just a Greg in a cage. Now some people... That's enough of that.
That is enough.
From a desk in the Yay Network Studios, where an actual radio show happens. It's the Greg and Greg Show with Greg and, of course, Greg. Take it away, Greg.
What's up? It's the Greg and Greg Show. I'm Greg Jake.
I'm Billy Corgan.
I loved the Smashing Pumpkins.
The Smashing Pumpkins were great.
That was a good time in music.
He needs to stop what he's doing now. Korg's lost his mind somewhere. Like, the band left, but he kept doing stuff.
Yeah.
And then he did that Zwan thing for a second. Good song.
Yeah.
Not a great album.
Yeah.
But, like, once the Pumps broke up, and even like, now, like, Billy Chamberlain doesn't even want to be...
That was him. He was the first one to go because he had all kinds of drug issues. And then once Darcy left,
yeah, they all left. And then he went back on tour with Billy Chamberlain.
Mm-hmm.
And then Billy's like, no more of this.
He's like, man, I'm over it.
Yeah, no more of this.
I do love Billy Corgan, though, man. I love that guy.
I do like Korgs.
Yeah.
I loved that he's done a lot of great songs.
Just doesn't he hasn't been able to recapture the mojo of the early to mid '90s Pumpkins.
No,
you know he's put out some of the stuff like the Zwan thing and some of the new Pumpkins.
The Tarantula.
Yeah,
he wouldn't let you call it Tarantula.
Some of those, the albums aren't that great. There's a few good songs on each one of those, but yeah, once he went all like in not instrumental but electronic for a little while, that was weird. It's just such a far departure from what he's ever done as a singer, songwriter, musician, player guy.
Man.
Guy.
Well, I appreciate your career, Billy Corgan. I just want it to be over.
It's harsh, man.
Sorry, Corgs.
The guy's got to make some money.
He can make the royalties off of his other songs and go on tour and play those.
I bet he's making a ton of money.
I was at a show, and... he played like a lot of his new stuff and nobody was feeling it, and then somebody in the crowd's like started taunting him, and he brought him up on stage and he's like, what did you have to say? And he's like, he just kind of went, your new stuff sucks. The guy on stage said your new stuff sucks, play your old stuff.
Yeah.
And he just like, Corgan expected him to back down,
right?
And the dude just called him out on stage.
Hey, when you give an open mic to an angry person, that's what you're going to get.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could be trying to encourage the crowd to sing along, and it just so happens to end up in Sam Pizza's face, and he yells, your band sucks.
Oh, that's one of the funniest stories ever. Your band fucking sucks.
Matchbox 20. God.
What did they do to Sam Pizza?
I know. Well, he's just an angry kid at the time, you know?
Your band fucking sucks.
So great. So it's Friday.
A lot of stuff happened because you, like an idiot, forgot the recorder at your home for weeks.
For a couple days.
For years.
Let's look at the news. Ooh. Terror plot foiled. in Belgium. They were going to try to kill police.
Oh, no.
Thoughts on that, Greggles? Ready, go.
Don't kill police.
I agree with you 100%. Idina Menzel and John Legend are going to sing before the Super Bowl.
Did you see...
Do we need the lady who sings Frozen to sing before the Super Bowl?
She's great.
But does that is that demographically correct?
Yeah.
How?
Because their demographics are always off.
You're going to watch the Super Bowl. There's going
to
be...
They need women to watch the Super Bowl.
This is before the Super Bowl.
They already have all the men.
Why do they need women to watch the Super Bowl? Women
because they want more money.
Women are going to watch it regardless. They're not trying to bring more women in.
Yes, they are. What do you think the breast cancer awareness thing that they do is for? It's all to get more women to watch football.
It's a joke.
That's why they do the pink jerseys. Mm-hmm. They're trying to get women to watch the Super Bowl. Therefore, you get Frozen Girl because now you got kids who want to see that and you have women who want to see that.
What if she goes out there and she blows it like she did on New Year's Eve? When she's like...
She missed one note.
She sucked. She's a terrible singer. She needs to change her name to Dizella Dazeem.
Adele Dazeem. Adele Dazeem. Did you see that the dude got called Dick Poop?
Oh my God, yeah.
Now that is comedy.
That was, what was that for?
So they were doing the producer nominations for the Oscars or whatever, and they're like, all right, and here's so-and-so, and then here's Dick Poop.
And the lady who
said Dick Poop laughed at it and then said Dick Pope.
This poor guy. So here he is, Mr. Turner, cinematographer, Dick Pope. He spoke with USA Today about the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Science president Cheryl Boone Isaacs' mispronunciation of his name. And there were a lot of, like, when she was announcing these names, there were names in there that were really
hard
to say.
But she had a Freudian slip and said Dick Poop.
Dick Poop. So you know this guy's really excited. He's made it.
Yeah.
He's finally made it.
He sees his work on the screen. He's like, and nominated for such and such, Dick Poop. Dick Poop. So
he says, you know what? I've been called a lot worse in my time. I don't think twice about anything like that. I'm just happy to be nominated. But you know, growing up, that guy had to have been called Dick Poop.
Dick Poop had to have been, he had to have been called Dick Poop.
Something along those lines, his whole life.
Dick Poop is hilarious. Also, when I was a young lad, and in college, I went to the CMJs.
You were named Greg Poop?
The College Music Jam.
Okay.
And I went to go pick up my badge for the weekend. It's a whole weekend thing. You get to interview bands, and it's like you get to go to a bunch of different shows. It's a very small sort of South by Southwesty thing in New York. I get to the badge thing, and I'm like, all right, I'm here for my badge, and I give him my ID. And the woman, she's like looking through the thing, and she's like, I don't see you. And I went, this is paid for.
Right.
So it was expensive. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
And she's like, I don't have. So you could look if you want. She turns the thing over because they had it by school. So I went with a bunch of different kids in my school. That's how you get a different rate.
Okay.
So I'm like looking through it, and then I noticed what my name was turned into.
Ooh, what?
I had to go to the College Music Jam as Erog Overhewis.
Erog
Overhewis.
So not only did they just... Let's look at the keyboard real quick. G. Okay, so the E is real far away from the G. R, they got right. E again is extremely far from an O.
Yeah.
And then back to a G.
Erog Overhewis.
Over. Well, the L is close to the I.
That's not excusable either. If you missed Greg. So I point to my name and I go, all right, it looks like you guys put my name in this as Erog.
Mm-hmm.
And the girl looks at me and she goes, we did what?
Like, whoever typed this up is a complete idiot.
Yeah, essentially, I'm saying that to her. I'm like, I started laughing at it. I'm like, no, that's probably mine.
Or what if, let's think about this for a second. What if?
What if?
When you were signing up, you
no, I didn't.
Made the typo.
I did not make the typo. The typo was not on me because I had to write it in pen.
Ah.
So this is not my typo. I wouldn't have written my name E-Rug over Hewis. So the fault is on them.
Did your G... Did you write it like capital G?
Capital G. R-E-G.
I'm just trying to figure out how that could have happened. I guess the bottom line is whoever printed that out and typed it up is a complete moron.
So so I'm kind of like, now I have to debate this with this girl that right. this is the pass that I'm getting. I'm like,
right.
I'm like, how? I'm like, what are the odds that there would be so many letters close? I would know what school this person's from.
Right.
And their last name would be Overhewis and mine's Overhulse.
Right.
And she's just kind of like, okay. So then we're arguing about this. Then the other person who's sitting there next to her the whole time while we're having this conversation goes, all right, get this badge. And she gets it and she goes, oh, E-Rog Overhewis. What is that? And I look at her and I go, it's Norse. My ship's double parked though, so we need right. to get this going here.
Yeah.
So I spent the whole time with my E-Rug Overhewis
badge. Don't make me pull out my
broadsword.
My sword and my hat with horns.
The horny hat. My horny hat. But no, it's it was a very interesting weekend.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever had my name misspelled like that.
Well, you've had 100 names.
Yeah, but even throughout my radio career and all my stupid names, I don't think it's ever been...
misspelled yeah. like that?
It's hard to misspell Rex. Unless it's somebody's
W-R-E-X?
Like, right. That is a possibility.
In effects?
Yeah. Rump Shaka, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Heard that the other day. I loved it.
Boo-doo-doo-doo-doo. You know what? Now that you bring up that Back to the Hotel song, it plays on Boom all the time. Mm-hmm. And I'd never heard it before.
I know. I can't believe that.
The thing about it is the beat to that song is fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
The rapping is horrible.
Well, yeah. There's nothing good about that.
Their rapping is atrocious.
Dude, that was some mid-80s, late... maybe that was early 90s white guys rapping.
Yeah, that was so... I watched the music video for it. And it's these two crackers.
Mm-hmm.
There's no other way to describe them. And then yeah. there's random black dudes in it.
Yeah. And they're just around a car.
They're just around a car. And then they do the scene where they're in the hotel with the two chicks.
Mm-hmm. You get the white one. I get the black one.
The guy's got the A&M hat on.
Right. And he has no affiliation with that school at all.
Well, I mean, that's fine.
Yeah, but A&M... Of all the
like, schools,
you're trying to be the you know
gangster.
These cool gangster white rapper
you're
guys like
A&M
back
M
to the
hat.
Hotel, blah blah blah. You're gonna wear a Texas agriculture hat?
Yeah.
Come on, like put on a Raiders hat or
something with some street cred.
A Saints hat or you know whatever. A New York Flyers hat.
A New York Flyers?
I don't know. That's not a team.
That's
is it?
Not a team at all.
Who are the Flyers?
They're from Philadelphia.
The Philadelphia Flyers. Sorry, I don't keep up with hockey that much. But you can't wear a Texas A&M hat and try to come across as hard.
I mean, there's nothing hard about that music video besides my wiener.
Whoa. Back to the hotel. Here we go.
It's got like 16 million views. Or three. Okay, it's got 3 million views. The beat is very good. The rapping is not.
I loved this song back in the day, though.
That horn sample has been sampled so much.
Oh, my God. It's amazing. In Too Deep.
Yeah, we're white, and we kind of rap like this.
This was back in the day of the...
So there's two rappers, and they hats. Sound exactly the same. Throw down.
The video's filmed at on an underpass. The dude's got a cigarette behind his ear.
They look like the two whitest people you've ever seen.
They're in their little lowrider car.
There's the A&M hat. There's it looks like two Nick Adamses rapping.
Yeah. With goatees.
Yeah, one has
very
a goatee.
Very finely groomed goatees.
One's got a goat.
I I wonder whatever happened to these guys.
People got to look at them. It's like when Color Me Bad showed their faces.
Yeah. Let's see whatever happened to In Too Deep. Where are they now? They were formed in 89 in Vallejo, California by Johnny Z and JT. So I'm going to go.
They're just as good rap names as you and your other friend when you were growing up.
G-Smooth and J-Nice?
Yeah, when you were the Panty Patrol.
No, the Hoochie Hunter.
The Hoochie Hunters.
Yeah.
I wanted to be the rival rap group, the Panty Patrol. We have a feud going.
Oh, my God. That would have been hilarious. And they put albums out all the way up until 2008.
Dang, that's too many. That's in too many albums.
Let's see. Oh, man, sad news. On Saturday, January 22nd, 2011, while visiting with friends and family, Lofty, who was one of their friends, and his wife, Tamara, were killed in a motorcycle accident in Vacaville, California.
Waka Flockaville?
So that's all we know about In Too Deep. They're still just kind of doing their thing, or they were until 2008, doing some underground hip-hoppy stuff in Northern California.
Hmm.
Oof, time hadn't treated them too well. They're kind of big, fat guys now. They're like fat boys.
She a great big fat person.
Oh, wait.
Oh, she a great big, she fat, great, big person. Fat person.
Oh, wait.
I love that. All right, well, I think that should hold everybody over until
we do an actual show.
Monday or
we need
Tuesday.
To get back into the groove. We've been out of the...
Yeah, there's been a lot of stuff happening that's just keeping us out of the groove. You know what I'm saying?
Well, groove is in the heart.
Thanks, D-Light. Into D-Light.
Into D-Light. Wrap it up, a-hole.
Oh, your boys finally filed for divorce.
Oh, sorry.
Nick.
Sorry, Mariah.
Who's got more money, Nick or Mariah?
Mariah.
Oh, yeah? You think so?
Yeah.
Just because she's got albums?
Just because she was worth, like, $1 billion.
Hmm. But all the stuff that he does now, produces and stars in and all that kind of stuff, you don't think
Nick's worth a lot of money.
His net worth is getting up there?
His net worth's getting up there. I feel like when he was with her, he wanted to extend himself more because he wanted to be he wanted to get out of the shadow.
Yeah.
But he is not worth as much as she is.
I'm on celebritynetworth.com. Let's look at Nick Cannon's net worth. $20 million. Not bad.
Now click hers.
Is she around? Can I click on her? Oh, here we go.
Oh!
Yeah.
Oh!
Yeah.
Oh!
Yeah.
Nick's got a long way to go.
Oh, no, I know. That hasn't been updated in a while. I think Nick's worth maybe 50 at this point, but...
Still not close.
She's dominating.
Oh, my God, man. I had no idea she was worth that much money.
Oh, yeah. She invested her money very well.
Mariah Carey is worth $520 million.
Because, you know, she had her name out there, then she did the fragrance, and she did all the stuff on QVC.
Yeah.
And I know she's got her hands in a bunch of other stuff, but... And that the licensing alone from that All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Yeah.
Jessica Simpson.
There's no way that's right. $150 million?
Yeah, because doesn't she have that company now that's even crazier?
Yeah, this is way out of date. Like, she's worth $1 billion from what I've been told. Mm-hmm. Or her company is.
The company's worth $1 billion.
So she's got to be worth way more than that.
She's rich. She's so, like ditzy, but man, did she make some good business decisions.
Yeah, she did.
Well, and she's got great boobs still.
Man, she really does. I need her washing the General Lee more.
Yeah. Well, yeah. She's a mother now, but...
So?
Yeah.
She's still hot.
She's very hot.
Man. All right. Well, that's going to do it for this edition of the Greg and Greg Show.
We end with Jessica Simpson being hot.
Absolutely. All right, go check out Will Sasso eating lemons or throwing up lemons. And check out the website, thegregandgregshow.com. Boom out.
Join us next time on The Greg and Greg Show. Things will probably be just as weird.